Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos. All thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA over 45 years in Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Also, look out for the sunrise. Enjoy local service. There are over 1,200 stores in Australia wide. Visit newsunrise.com.au. Well, she's getting ready for a big event tonight. It's the Perth Glory's Most Glorious Player Awards. And Natasha Rigby, as we know, a week or so ago, announced her retirement from the A-League women's competition after what has been a terrific career, starting back in 2016. And in the last five seasons, she has been the captain of the Perth Glory A-League women's team. She's going to be front and centre tonight at the Heath Ledger State Theatre, where the presentations are being made. I'm looking forward to heading down there and having a chat to her as well. I think she might be getting all made up for tonight as we're speaking to her. Tash Rigby, thanks for your time.
Hey, Peter. Thank you so much for having me on.
Can you actually get your head around that you've played your final game of football for the Perth Glory after you made that announcement a week or so ago?
Not really. It hasn't really sunk in just yet. There's been so many incredible messages of support and so many beautiful words. So I've been crying most of the weekend, but I'm coming good and hopefully I'll be all good to go for tonight.
I want to chart your story more than anything else. You grew up in Margaret River, just a small town, as we know, just south of Perth. There was no girls football team and you played with the boys, I believe, up until your mid-teens. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. When I first started, there was no girls teams at the time. The visibility around women's football was nowhere near what it looks like right now. So, yeah, I played until I was about 13 with the boys, which was, I think, really, really good for my development and really enjoyed it. But, yeah, it's great to see that there's so many more options now.
Are you flabbergasted in relation to the options of when you were a teenager growing up in Margaret River to where it is now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's so different now, especially after what we've just seen with the Women's World Cup and the incredible boom around women's sport and women's football particularly. So, yeah, it's amazing to see how far it's come in my career, and it's so exciting to see where it can possibly go.
As an 18-year-old, you came up here, you attended uni, as a lot of country people do. You started playing in the State League, and I believe you were scouted by an individual who said, come down and try out at the Perth Glory. Do you remember who that scout was?
Yes, that was Bobby Despotoski, the legend himself. He spotted me in a pre-season game and asked me to trial for 2 weeks. Sam Kerr was captain at the time, so it was pretty massive and pretty nerve-wracking for me. But, yeah, it's fast forward to 9 years later and here we are.
And in your very first season, the Perth Glory got to the grand final. You lost to Melbourne City, but what an experience in your first season.
Yeah, that was such a wild ride, that first season. I never thought I would get signed, and then I thought I'd never play a game. And then all of a sudden, I think I played majority of the games for 90 minutes and we made the grandy. And, yeah, that was just such an incredible experience in itself.
How much has your role changed from a player's perspective to that first year and being your final season this year in relation to your role on the field?
Yeah, so on the field, it's changed significantly. I was finding my feet for a really long time because I'd never played at that level before. And then when I started to be a little bit more confident in my playing, that's when I got awarded the captaincy. So, yeah, it was big, big, big shoes to fill, as you know, but I've grown so much as a leader over those years. And I'm so grateful for the lessons learned and the opportunities over the last few years.
You took over from Sam Kerr, as we know, as captain of the Perth Glory side when she moved to Europe on the eve of the 2019-20 season. And now you look back and you've been, I think, the longest active streak of any sole captain in the A-League women. Did you see yourself at any stage as leadership material?
Oh, not really. I think no one's really ready to be handed the captaincy, but I really didn't think that I was going to be given it. I think, I don't know, I like to make people feel comfortable and warm and welcome, I guess. So I think that's why Bobby picked me. But yeah, I've grown significantly in that time and just continued to try and lead by example. And I learned so many amazing things off Sam. So I just carried them through too.
We know how difficult it was during those COVID years for the Perth Glory women's team. Take us through how challenging that period was.
Yeah, that was so challenging. I think we didn't know we were going to have a season until maybe 2 weeks before it was set to start at one point. And then we ended up getting located to Sydney for 3 months the following year. So, yeah, it was a pretty full-on time, and it definitely tested our team. But we actually ended up doing quite well in the season that we had to move across the other side of the country. But it is difficult not being surrounded by your usual support system. So, yeah, it was definitely tough over those times, but it made us stronger in the end.
Tash, what's really interesting is that you played 117 consecutive games without missing a match. How did you do that?
I have no idea. I actually don't know. No, I can't really answer that question because I don't know. I just tried to remain. I actually talked to my strength and conditioning coach, and he said that I managed to stay so available because I like to keep like a really high level of aerobic fitness, so my body can bounce back better when it comes to like little niggles and injuries. So I guess that's a scientific reason, but yeah, a little bit of luck thrown in there as well, I think.
Do you ever recall where there may have been a time where you're about to miss a game, but you soldiered on?
Yes, actually, I can say it now, but when I was going to hit my 100th game this season, I didn't really tell the coaches, but I think I got like a little bit concussed and I just kind of soldiered on. So that was one time that I can remember. But yeah, there's definitely been a few.
Natasha Rigby, we're speaking to the Perth Glory A-League women's captain who retired just a few days ago. And tonight we've got the Perth Glory MGP Awards, where she'll be front and centre, and I look forward to having a chat to her as well. Tash, apart from that first season, the Perth Glory got to the grand final. It's been a pretty tough road to home. We thought in the early part of this season there may be another appearance in the A-League women's finals, but it was just incredible after Christmas and into the new year how your form fell away. Any reason for that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard. Like, I can't really pinpoint a specific variable. But, yeah, I think it was really sad to see. Like, we had a lot of really good quality and we had an incredible team. And we were able to beat all the best teams in the league. So, yeah, we had every recipe for it. But in the end, we just couldn't really problem solve and adapt as best as we should have. And I think, yeah, it just kind of came a bit unstuck, which is a little bit sad. But yeah, I guess what can you do? We tried to do what we could with what we had. But yeah, it was really unfortunate end of the season.
Did you have to tell your players, your team friends, before your final game that you were retiring, or how did you actually release the information?
No, because I didn't know then. I've only really made the decision over the last few weeks. So yeah, I just have told everyone personally, and then yeah, also put a big message in our group as well, and then I'll obviously see everyone tonight too. So yeah, it'll be lovely to see everyone tonight.
Okay. Well, at one stage, as we know, during those COVID years, you had to continue employment. I think you were a prison officer at the women's prison, and you continue playing football. But now You're staying in football. You've got a full-time gig at Football West. Tell us more.
Yeah, I think this position has just come up at a really good time. The universe kind of gave me a little treat. So it was very fortunate that the manager of female football position came up. And, yeah, I just took it as an opportunity. It was too good to be true. And, yeah, I was lucky that Football West thought the same thing and they've appointed me. So it'll be really exciting and a great transition for me to be able to continue to do the work that I was doing on the field, now off the field, and fight for a more equal future for our upcoming generation.
Yeah, you've been certainly a strong advocate for that. And you know, and we know, that you've been involved in a lot of charity work during the course of your years with the Perth Glory, with Indigenous Australians, and also you've supported, I think, mental health initiatives as well. Can I ask you about that? Mental health is top of mind for a lot of people these days, and including people in the sporting community. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's half the battle, right? I think it's like 50-50 physical, 50 mental when it comes to performing and playing. And that is such an important focus on mental health, because it does play such a critical part in our game. If you're not mentally, if you're not sound of mind, it's really difficult for you to perform to the best of your ability. So it's so important to make sure we're giving the support that we need to the players when it comes to their mental health as well.
And as you bow out officially tonight and you reflect on your career, how do you surmise it?
Oh, it was just incredible. Like, I'm so grateful for every single opportunity I've got. And most of all, I'm so grateful for the people that I've been able to meet. Football, to me, has been about the family that it comes with and the sense of joy and connection that you get from playing in a team. So, yeah, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity and to meet so many amazing people and make so many amazing memories.
You've been an absolute star when it comes to the Perth Glory, and also for people in the media, always with a smile on your face. And Tash, look forward to seeing you in a few hours. Thanks for your time.
Amazing. Can't wait for a chat tonight. Thank you, Peter.
Good on you, Tash. Tash Rigby, who will speak tonight at the Perth Glory's MGP Awards. It's been conducted at the Heath Ledger State Theatre, so looking forward to that. All right, finally, before I go, for Tyre Power's Mega Maysale is on now. A statement coming out of the West Coast Eagles, and I'll just read it as it's come out for PARS. The West Coast Eagles have become aware of a traffic accident that occurred in Geraldton early Saturday morning involving Tyler Brockman, who attended a family funeral on Friday. Fortunately, no other vehicles involved and no one was injured. This matter is being investigated by the WA Police and Tyler is fully cooperating. Tyler's personal circumstances are complex and the club will prioritise his health and well-being ahead of any return to playing football. And the club requests Tyler's privacy is respected at this time. So there you go. That's the latest from the West Coast Eagles. And the latest update, thanks to our friends at Tyre Power. Visit your local Tyre Power store today for a free tyre safety inspection. There are over 50 stores across WA. Thanks, Connor. Outstanding on the desk. And thanks to my executive producer in Jimmy Williams. So I've enjoyed the program and I look forward to being with you again from 3 tomorrow with a run home and then Sports Day.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.